This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The winner of the 2025 NHL Draft Lottery and the first overall selection in the 2025 Upper Deck NHL Draft belongs to the New York Islanders.
I missed it. And then I heard the Islanders won from a friend who told me that when he saw Ken Morrow, he knew they would win because Morrow never loses. Olympic team, wow. Islanders, like... He knew the Islanders had it when he saw Morrow. I guess Kevin Adams doesn't come with the same reputation, sadly.
So Morrow was the – I didn't realize he was the
– I spent a lot of time talking about it yesterday.
Designated person.
Reading through the number combinations, but I didn't see it. And once I heard about the outcome at about 8 o'clock or so last night, I was at St. Francis for Canisius Lacrosse, then I never thought about it again or today at all. How was it? Did you – you didn't watch it either.
I didn't watch it. I was on – yeah, I heard about the result while watching the Leafs and Panthers last night on the plane.
Did you watch it?
I watched it. I was on air for it. I liked it a lot better. I mean, they did the whole we're going to show you the live odds that you have, the whole thing. Didn't do it for the second draw, though. That's where okay. The NHL botched it again because the entire second draw, they're just interviewing the Islanders guy, and no one has any idea what's going on, or at least I didn't because we had it on mute. But I enjoyed how quick it was and just very upfront it was.
Did they drag it out one number at a time, the first draw?
Yeah, you got the first one, then they would show you, all right, where's everyone now? Second one, same thing, and on and on.
How did the Sabres' odds change?
They initially got worse, then got better, then I think got worse, and then they were gone.
Yeah.
And it was the same for San Jose. San Jose got up to like 38% and then just cratered.
I thought I saw – I should look. It was in his Twitter feed. Sal had a screen grab of the balls near the end. And I believe what he said in the tweet was that whatever the winning ball, the last ball that won the Islanders the lottery, the number the Sabres needed was 2. And in the photo that he posted, the 2 was right behind the ball that went through.
Right.
That won it for the Islanders. So they were they were that close.
There's a 7, a 12, a 14. Have we talked? Yeah. It was fun yesterday. At least I thought it was fun.
Did you bring back ball 1?
I did not. That's never been my thing. I never went to the fair. I don't even really get it.
Needed me for that. No, it really barely in context makes sense, but you know, it worked for us.
7, 12, 14, and whatever. And there's 2. Plain as day on Sal's Twitter. There it is. It was right by. That would have won it for the Sabres?
I believe
the opposite of the one where they beat the Blackhawks out, the last ball. Whatever, was that Owen Power or Dahlin even maybe? I forget. One of them. One of the times the Sabres won, there was a battle between the two balls.
Wow. Good thing the Power ball won.
The Sabres ball.
Ooh, I did a lottery thing there.
Yes.
Sorry. Any affiliation? All right, I'll stop. I'm not going to read through a disclaimer I don't need to really read.
So are we going to say that the league will do that again? That they'll actually
be
more transparent?
It sounds like it was met with enough favor that I'd be surprised if they went back to doing it the way they were doing it. And that makes me bummed out that I did miss it because I would have liked, I'd like to have it to judge against the other ones. But I don't know. Honestly, I appreciate you got a day, you know, you spent the day talking a lot about it. It's just so hard. It's so much of the frustration of what has happened with the Sabres and the fan base is it's worse because of the lotteries, you know, like it's like, you don't have to agree that drafting the best players should be the fastest path to becoming a good team again. But, you know, it's worked in plenty of examples around all of sports, okay? So the Sabres, no, they didn't win in either 14 or 15. But holy cow, the player they drafted in both of those years, they're both they're top-line players. It's hard to do better. Would you rather had McDavid? Sure. But, like, Eichel is one of the best 200-foot two-way players in the league now.
And Reinhardt is better than Eichel.
And Reinhardt is a tremendous goal scorer and just continues to produce. And then on top of that, you've got two more lottery wins shortly thereafter, right? It was Dahlin 18 and then Power 21. Like, that's supposed to help you figure out how to not continue to miss the playoffs. It's the thing that teams, many teams that have won, Chicago, high picks, turned it around. Pittsburgh, high picks, turned it around. Toronto, Austin Matthews, turned it around. Like, they, 1 year down, all the way back up. Edmonton, quintessentially, it took them a while. They're more like the Sabres because they had success earlier with the lottery. Yakupov, Taylor Hall, guys like that.
Nugent Hopkins,
thank you. Now, he's still there, but, you know, eventually they get around to Drysdale and McDavid, and now they're, you know, winning rounds most years. But the Sabres, like, everything you would have wanted to happen – that's really not in your control. Like, it's the lottery balls. It's the draft order. It's the prospects. That all went as well as you could hope for it to go. And still, here we sit.
That's right.
It's incredible.
That's right. Even some of the other picks were not, like, terrible. You know, I mean, Benson's good. Mittelstadt didn't work out, but wasn't terrible. Like, when you're drafting as late as 9-10, your odds aren't so great that the guy's going to be a star. You know, sometimes, but not usually is the guy like a superstar picked even, what? Where's the cutoff for you? Like the top five?
Barely beyond that, yeah.
Good players, but not always, you know. You can't expect greatness, I think I would say. Ninth pick this year, you want somebody who's good and here for a long time. You want, you know, what Benson could be.
Right.
RJ's next. Hi, RJ.
Hey, guys. So the biggest thing I got going on here is there's no consistency with Josh Allen. That's what I fear, that this man's going to be on this team, and we're going to drag him along for the next 4 to 6 years and not give him consistency. So we got Elijah Moore. We signed him for 1 year. We're signing all these wide receivers, Max Hollins, 1 year. We bring these guys in. MVD was on a one-year deal. These guys, nobody was here for the long term. How is this man supposed to get consistency? And I hate this, all you can, we all eat, we all do this. At the end of a game, when we need to have a winning drive, we need to have a wide receiver that can break away, get open, and not running a 10, 12-yard route across the field.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Field, hoping he's going to get open. We have to have that star. But how can you have a star when there's no consistency?
Well, I mean, you're not naming everybody. Certainly Diggs and Davis offered that. You want Coleman and Kincaid to offer that. Shakir has offered that. I don't know if the Bills' rate of turnover at receiver is really that unusual. I really don't know that answer. I don't think about it in that context. So I think more about just general quality than consistency. I think about consistency, your word, continuity, with the line. And they've definitely, you know, been successful up front. And that's even including some changes, although not this year. What do you think? What's your instinct on this point? Are the Bills an example of a team that turns over their wide receiver room too much or too often?
I don't think so.
MVS didn't really matter.
No, I think if you Diggs gets traded, so now we're into this new territory. So they kind of started over there. Shakir's the one holdover. I don't know. I feel like their room is pretty stable. Actually, like there's no great player in there, but they're going to have your top four guys. Three of them are the same from last year. Palmer is switched in for Hollins or Cooper, however you want to cut that. But the other three guys, Samuel, Coleman, and Shakir, are still there in some basically the same order, however you want to put them, rank them. I think Shakir is at the top, and then you know from there you can figure it out. So I don't know. Like I do think where we are now. Like I was pretty fond the last year of referring to this as the first great experiment of Allen's career. Can we make this work without, you know, that guy out there? And they set a franchise record for points. They scored like crazy. Excuse me. I think if you get something close to that again this year, then the experiment, because I think 1 year, turnover luck, whatever it was, I wouldn't want to trust that that's proof that I don't need more at receiver, right? That Brandon Bean is right, right? If they get a year this year that's close to what they did last year, then I don't know that they're ever going to be interested in getting a number one receiver. Because you do it 2 years in a row, you'd be like, what am I doing again by not paying someone $30 million to be on my team? Do you see my team out there?
What makes it fun is you can always cut it different ways, but like RJ, first team, who's the first team you want to compare them to? Why wouldn't it be Kansas City? Kansas City has Kelce, and maybe that makes the rest of this moot. But they've had four different leading wide receivers the last 4 years. Tyreek Hill, 13 seconds is Tyreek Hill. The next year it's Juju. And they win the Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore. Matt Verderam mentioned those names. Juju was their leading wide receiver in 22. They would bring him back, but he wasn't a factor the next time. 23 is Rice, rookie
breakthrough
Rice.
Right, yeah.
And then he goes out pretty early last year, and it's eventually Worthy, I guess, right? Marquise Brown wasn't there before last year. Rice was a rookie. Worthy was a rookie. That's not consistency.
No.
That's the same. That's more. I think that's probably more turnover than what the Bills. Right. Just one example.
But they have Kelce. Kelce is the big piece there. Yeah, right. That doesn't exist here, but still.
Diggs was the Bills' Kelce.
Right.
And Kelce was supposed to have retired by now. Why hasn't that happened?
I don't know.
What's left to prove here, buddy?
I want to hope that they really regret that he didn't retire.
The Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we all can look at it. See? You stayed too long. You should have left when you could have left. Your Uber was here.
They couldn't find him.
Couldn't find him.
The Uber driver couldn't find him. He was supposed to be at this entrance, but he was over there.
Yeah.
That just happened to you.
That just happened to me in the mountains.
That happened to me at a casino.
That was great.
In Washington.
By the way.
My
wife is quite a gamer, I'll tell you.
Not great. That's not a great feeling when they're parked waiting for you and you're like a mile away or something.
Yeah.
Not a great feeling.
No.
All right, RJ. Well, you know, I think quality is the thing more than this consistency idea, but maybe I'm wrong. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.